When the developer failed to make any payments, the investor initiated legal action against the developer and her company in the High Court. In court, the developer did not dispute the need for the loan to be repaid. However, she argued that the overarching condition for repayment was the sale of the two houses. The repayment term in the agreement, which stated full repayment should be made on or before the 30th of September 2021, was a pivotal part of the case. The court interpreted this term to mean that the investor had to be repaid by that date, regardless of the sale status or buyer participation. When dealing with business investments, big or small, securing your financial interests should be a top priority. A local property investor learned this lesson the hard way. Fortunately, he had a written agreement in place that saved him from a potential loss of $1.6 million. In 2018, the investor decided to participate in a private real estate project involving the construction of two semi-detached houses in a prime real estate area. The project was led by a businesswoman who had obtained the necessary approvals to develop the property. The investor contributed $1.6 million to the project, structured as a loan guaranteed by the developer. In return, he was entitled to 30% of the project's profits upon selling the houses. The crucial aspect that sets this case apart is the comprehensive written agreement established to protect the investor's interests. Written agreements play a crucial role in any financial transaction, especially one involving significant sums of money. They clearly record the terms and conditions, ensuring all parties are on the same page. Here's why the written agreement in this case was so important. The agreement specified that the loan would be recorded correctly in the company's accounts responsible for building the houses. Additionally, the investor had the right to inspect the financial documents and accounts, providing transparency as well as assurance. The parties involved explicitly stated that the loan could only be used for the property development. It couldn't be diverted to other purposes without the written consent of the investor, safeguarding his investment. To mitigate the non-repayment risk, the developer personally guaranteed the loan to her company. She committed to the guarantee until the final repayment of $1.6 million, extending her obligation to her estate administrator as well as successor. These measures in the written agreement helped establish a solid foundation for the investor's investment, ensuring that his interests were protected. The agreement stipulated that the loan would be repaid upon the sale of the houses with a deadline of September 2021. Unfortunately, the project encountered unexpected challenges due to the COVID-19 outbreak. As a result, the completion and sale of the houses was delayed. The developer presented two alternatives to the investor. He could either purchase one of the houses or inject additional capital of over $360,000 into the project, which was required to complete it. The investor preferred that the two houses be sold for their total value of about $60 million. He did not wish to buy one for himself or invest more money. He insisted on repaying the loan with reasonable interest as the project had not generated any profit. When the developer failed to make any payments, the investor initiated legal action against the developer and her company in the High Court. In court, the developer did not dispute the need for the loan to be repaid. However, she argued that the overarching condition for repayment was the sale of the two houses. As the units hadn't been sold by the court hearing in 2022, she contended that the lawsuit was premature and should be dismissed. The court later scrutinized the guarantee the developer had signed, and it clearly stated that the loan was made to her company, and she agreed to guarantee its repayment to the investor. Critical distinction meant she could not deny liability as a guarantor by claiming she was the borrower. Ordinarily, the borrower and guarantor must be separate parties so that if the borrower defaults, the guarantor assumes the debt. In this case, the court found that the developer couldn't be both the borrower and the guarantor. By agreeing to guarantee the repayment of the loan, she committed to pay the investor $1.6 billion. irrespective of whether it was technically a guarantee. The repayment term in the agreement, which stated full repayment should be made on or before the 30th of September 2021, was a pivotal part of the case. The court interpreted this term to mean that the investor had to be repaid by that date, regardless of the sale status or buyer participation. The agreement left no room for indefinite deferral of the sale and consequently the repayment as well. Under standard legal principles, unless explicitly agreed otherwise, money lent is repayable on demand, whether as a loan or overdraft. The court found no reasonable probability that the developer had a valid defense for her case. Thus, he ordered the loan to be repaid to the investor. Following the court's ruling, the parties agreed on interest repayment. This case highlights the significance of having written agreements, especially when significant investments are involved. It's crucial to avoid relying solely on verbal agreements, as this can often lead to disputes where parties may present conflicting evidence. Two vital lessons can be seen from this case for anyone entering into financial transactions. Number one, put everything into writing. Written agreements provide clarity and a legal framework for all parties involved. They ensure everyone understands their obligations and rights, reducing the potential for disputes. Number two, clearly define payment clauses. In your written agreements, it's essential to explicitly outline payment clauses, including repayment deadlines and conditions. Leaving nothing to chance and ambiguity can save you from financial headaches. Safeguarding your assets and interests should be a priority in finance and investments. Written agreements are a powerful tool that can protect you from unforeseen challenges and ensure that your hard-earned money is secure. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.